Hey there, and welcome to your 8-week training program for mindfulness for career happiness. Woo, that's a big promise, hey? I'm really delighted that you are here and that you are trusting me with this process and that you have some interest in developing your mindfulness skills. I have been a meditator for about 9 years, and I came to it for a really superficial reason. I came to it because I had migraines, and I didn't want to have as many migraines, and I heard that meditation could help you. And I learned a variety of methods over my 9 years of meditating, and I would go on and off. So I might, you know, meditate daily for a couple weeks, and then I wouldn't meditate at all for months. And I found that most of the time I didn't feel great about the mindfulness programs that I was doing. And like I couldn't level up or something. I don't know. And that sometimes I would sit down to meditate, but most of the time my mind would be completely elsewhere. But a couple months ago, I heard about this program called the Unified Mindfulness Program, started by Shinzen Young, who's a really awesome guy. And it talked about learning mindfulness in a way that was scientifically proven, in a way where it wasn't about awareness of breath, that it didn't have anything to do with religion. All of these things that I was like, oh, that sounds really like something I would like to do and something I would like to help other people to do. Because I've been working in the career sphere for about 8 years, and I've been working with stories for about 20 years. And for both of those, for people to have career clarity and to also be incredible storytellers who are telling impactful stories that people want to repeat, I think the missing piece is mindfulness. In both categories of storytelling and in job search strategy and in career strategy, there are so many tactics. There's a zillion tactics that you can do. But if there is no kind of surface awareness of what you're doing and why you're doing it and the impact it's having on your life and the impact it's having on other people's lives, it's a little bit empty. And I think that the best storytellers that I know are just amazing people who are just ultra aware of what's going on. And I think in our careers, to add richness, like actually not even just our careers, but our entire life, means being more mindful. And so I would love to teach you this method. I think that you are probably here because you've heard, hey, mindfulness is something that's good for you, the same way that we hear that exercise is good for us. And I'm going to make that analogy, that comparison, that often we are told that if we want to be happy people, we need to take care of our physical health and we need to take care of our mental health. In terms of physical health, you know, if you weren't out for coffee with a friend and they were really fit and you said like, whoa, you're looking great, you're really fit, I would love to be as fit as you. They might say, cool, well, meet me at the gym. So you meet them at the gym and they'd say, okay, I'm going to show you all the exercises. So they show you how to use the treadmill and they show you how to ride the bike and they bring you to the weight machines. And maybe you play a little bit of racquetball and you spend a day at the gym and you wake up the next day and you're really sore and you're like, ah, what did I do? And you also, if you went back to the gym, you wouldn't really know what to do because you learned a variety of things, but no set program. And mindfulness works the same way, right? That if you're not, if you don't start with kind of basic exercises, there's no foundation to get to the heavy duty stuff. And a lot of people start at the heavy duty stuff and then, you know, just like going and using like a weight machine that's too heavy for you. You kind of stretch too far, think you can't do it and feel bad about yourself when really maybe you should have started at a different place. It's also similar to exercise in that we wouldn't expect that if you went to the gym that the next day you would be completely fit. Just like one meditation session is not going to make you completely enlightened. And another similarity I would say to exercise is that if you go to the gym, like lifting weights or being on the treadmill, you're not, you know, on the treadmill or lifting weights in order to be able to do that better. You do it so that you're able to walk longer distances. You do it so that you can not struggle to carry a bag of groceries, that the exercises that you do at the gym are for your daily life. And it's the same with meditation and mindfulness, that the exercises that you're doing are to help you have an easier time with your mental energy. So instead of spending so much time worrying or too much time thinking about the future or obsessing about the past, that you can control that mental energy in a better way so that you're not really exhausted. But it's the same thing as the gym in that you kind of need to do a bunch of it in order to build those muscles. So in fitness builds like three skills, right? So it builds strength, it builds your cardio, and it builds your flexibility. Mindfulness is like a workout for your mental abilities. And there's three skills that you're going to build. And those three skills are concentration, so you're able to pay attention to what you want when you want it. That's incredible, right? Like, how many times are you like in a meeting and completely thinking, worrying about something else, or you just start to like daydream about something else and you lose focus of where you're supposed to be? What if you could train yourself to have more concentration? Incredible. Then there's sensory clarity, and sensory clarity is really about being aware of what is going around with you and what you are thinking and doing at a time, and what you're feeling. And having sensory clarity can just allow you to be more present in the moment, and you're really clear about what you're doing all the time. And then the third one is equanimity, and equanimity is really about letting sensory experiences come and go without that push a pull of I don't want to feel this, or wishing that you were somewhere else. With the combination of those, of learning clarity and concentration and equanimity, is that you can put focus where you want to. You can become aware of habits and patterns that are working for you. And then you can have the focus to actually change some of those habits, which is like essential often in ways that we might be harming our own career. And equanimity allows you to just be okay with what is. So we're going to start by really learning one exercise. And this is like going to the mental gym. And what I'm going to do is teach you the exercise in the next recording. I'm going to teach it to you. And then there's going to be a guided meditation that you can listen to for the next 7 days, so that for 7 days, you're spending 10 minutes a day doing it. And remembering that 10 minutes a day is really taking yourself to the mental gym. And it's a way of helping to reduce suffering that you may be having in your life, and especially in your career, and especially in your job search. So I'm excited for you to be here. Before you go on to the next recording, something that might be really useful is to just take a moment right now and go and really take a moment to get in touch with why you're here and why you want to learn mindfulness and why you want to learn mindfulness now. And so maybe it's a little bit of a fill in the blank, which is that I'm interested in mindfulness because I'd like to be able to blank. What would you like to be able to do by learning mindfulness? And then the second thing to answer is, this is important to me now because, and then write down why it's important now. I can tell you all the incredible things that mindfulness will do for you and all the studies that say that it's going to help you, but if it's not related to what you actually want in your life, it's going to be hard to stick to. So just make notes of that, right? And then fill in the blanks of, I'm interested in mindfulness because I'd like to be able to. What would you like to be able to do? And this is important to me now because, and then make a note of that. And then once you're clear on why you want to learn mindfulness, go to the next recording and you're going to learn the first technique, which is called see, hear, feel. Thanks. I'm excited to talk to you there.